In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to take Sunday's readings, the second Sunday of Advent, from Isaiah 40. Comfort, give comfort to my people. Where are the people of God? Or where is the people of God? Whatever. They are in Babylon, and they are in exile. And the Lord says to them in exile, comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Oh, yes. Her sins are forgiven. Only God can forgive sins. We cannot pay for our sins. That's why Jesus came on the cross and bled for you and bled for me. We cannot pay for our sins. Jesus forgives sins. God expiated the guilt of Israel. Why were they guilty? Because they worshiped false gods. That's the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. I tell you, it's very easy to worship another god. Oh, we don't call the god Buddha. We don't call the god whatever. But we can call the god power. We can call the god amassing wealth. Whatever the god is, we have to let go of that god. Indeed, Israel has received from the hand of the Lord double for her sins. That's in Babylon. And I want to tell you, you might be in captivity today. You might be in your own personal Babylon. And what does the Lord say to you? Comfort. Comfort my people. Father Tom, comfort the people of God that are in Babylon, that are in tied up. To comfort my people. Comfort my people that are in exile, their own exile, even though they made the exile themselves. Comfort them and tell them that this is the way out. The way out is through Jesus Christ, surrendering our life to him. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Sounds like John the Baptist. Make straight in the waste and a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country, a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, reveal the glory of God in me, in our ministry. Reveal the glory of God so that people will be touched and give their life to Jesus. And not only give their life to Jesus, but to go on and minister to people in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. It's not only that we get saved, it's that God wants to use us to bless other people, just the way I've blessed you through this radio broadcast. He wants you to become a blessing. I was praying with someone the other day, and he says, give me your blessing, Father. So I gave him my blessing. And he said, I take your blessing so that I can bless other people. Yes, I never thought of it that way. But he knew what he was asking for. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up on a high mountain. Remember, they're in Babylon. Zion, herald of glad tidings, cry out at the top of your voice. Jerusalem, herald of good news, fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. What is the good news? We're getting out of Babylon. We're going back to the Holy Land. We're going back to Israel. The good news is pack your bags, the people in Babylon. Jeremiah prophesied that you'd be in Babylon for 70 years. It's time now to pack your bags. We're leaving this place, and we're going back to Jerusalem. We're going back to Israel. Oh, yes, that's the good news. I tell you, God wants to take the people that are all tied up in exile and give them freedom. The scripture says, for freedom, Christ has set you free. Do not cling to any other thing that would make you a prisoner. Nothing. Here comes with power. The Lord God rules by his strong arm. This is interesting. I expect to see God coming with thunder and lightning. Here he comes with power. The Lord God who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. The power of God is shepherd power. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Do you know that the Lord is your shepherd, that he feeds you and he carries you in his arms and he gathers all the lambs to himself, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Do you know this today? Do you know this today, that you are the reason why the shepherd is holding you in his arms? You are the reason. You might say, I don't deserve it. No one deserves it. Get that word out of your vocabulary. Deserve is not something that we merit. We are set free by the love of God, by the power of the cross, by the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. So, like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. It's shepherd power. Remember that here he comes with power. Here he comes to rule with his strong arm. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. That's the power of God. That's the strong arm of God. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Are you in his arms today? Are you in his arms today? That's where he wants you to be, in his arms. Then we have 2 Peter 3:8-14. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The people in the time of Peter were saying we're in the year 100, and you know what? He's not back yet. And they were getting discouraged. And Peter writes, one day with God is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. That means now, 2017, 2 days have gone past since Jesus ascended into heaven. How do I know that? Because 1,000 years are like one day. So we have 2,000 years. 2,000 years equals 2 days. Jesus gone for 2 days. God does not have time. He does not have a watch. Time is nothing to God. He is in eternity. And Jesus will come back at a time when we least expect it. That's what the scripture says. And we are to be awake. We are to be ready. We are to be people that are looking for the Lord. Are you looking for the Lord? 1,000 years and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay. In other words, Jesus has not come back yet. But he is patient with you. Thank the Lord that God is patient with Father Tom. Thank the Lord that God is patient with you. He is patient with you, not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why is God waiting to send Jesus? Because he's looking for people to come to repentance in the blood of Jesus. But the day, the Lord's day, when he comes, of the Lord will be like a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be found out, everything that we've done. Oh, yes, oh, yes. I tell you, it is time to get off our bondage, and it's time to get free by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is time to be free. It is time to be free and to be eager and be found without spot or blemish before the Lord and at peace. I tell you, God wants to give people peace. I talked with a lady yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was, and she said, her priest said, in order to have peace, you have to be doing the will of God perfectly. I said, you know what? Jesus said, my peace I give you, my peace I turn to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you peace. Then you can completely give him your life and follow the will of God. He is our peace. Jesus is our peace. I have no peace but Jesus. He is our peace. Jesus is our peace. This is the gospel reading for the second Sunday of Advent. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I am sending my messenger, John the Baptist, ahead of you. He, John the Baptist, will prepare your way. He will prepare the way how to receive the Lord. A voice of one crying in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Oh yes, this is the job of John the Baptist. John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We need to be repentant to have our sins forgiven. In other words, we make, in the name of Jesus, a decision that we're not going to sin again. Will we fall? Unfortunately, we will. But then we make another decision that we're not going to fall again and go to confession. Here it says, people of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to meet John the Baptist and were being baptized by him where? In the Jordan River, as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair. Very interesting. That's unkosher. That's unkosher. You're not supposed to be dealing with the skin of camels. With a leather belt around his waist. That's unkosher. John the Baptist was wearing unkosher clothes. This tells us something, that it's not about what we eat and it's not about what we wear. It's about the love of God poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. Locusts were the fruit of the locust tree. They were beans and they were very ugly and very awful. And this is what he proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. That's totally true. That's Jesus. Mightier than John the Baptist coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I baptize you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we need to be baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need that. We need that, to be baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit. John baptized with water for the remission of sins, but we are supposed to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, what the church needs is the fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. What I need is a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Yes, that river of God flowing through me so that it will touch me and touch others. I tell you, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Priscilla's mother said about her church, Priscilla's church, what these people need is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I said to her mother, who's 93 now, you are right. That's what these people need. They know Jesus, but they need the power of the Holy Spirit. John 16, I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. I've said these things to you so that you won't fall. they will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that they are offering worship to God. This is happening in the Middle East. This is happening in China, that they're killing people. Christians, Christians, Christians. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. They will kill Christians because they don't know God or Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus today? I said to one person, what the people need is a new, fresh experience of Jesus Christ. What the people need is an experience of the presence of Jesus Christ. That's what the people need. We don't need to have another meeting. We don't need to have another raffle. We need the experience of Jesus Christ that comes through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I have said these things to you so that when their hour comes, the hour of hurting Christians, the hour of putting Christians in jail, the hour of killing Christians, that you remember that I told you about them. In other words, when it happens, remember that Jesus told us that they would put us out of the synagogues and that they would kill us. Oh God, have mercy on the persecuted Christians throughout the world. Have mercy upon them. Give them strong faith to endure what they are going through. Oh God, do not let go of them. They are our brothers and sisters. They make the church holy through their faith, even until death, the work of the Spirit. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you, yes, with the disciples for 3 years. But now I am going to him who sent me. Who sent him? The Father. I'm going back to the Father. And none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Jesus says, leaving. Of course, sorrow has filled their hearts. They're able to touch him. They're able to love him. They were able to give him nourishment. Nevertheless, I tell the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. I have to go away. I have to be at the Father's right hand. I have to do that so that the Holy Spirit would come upon you and you would receive that great baptism of the Holy Spirit. It happened at Pentecost, the great baptism of the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak Kataria Shandoria Mamakaria Sikola Masa in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. I will tell this to you, that when he comes, the Holy Spirit, he will prove the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. He will prove the world wrong about sin because they do not believe in me. I want to tell you, we have lots of people who believe in God, but they do not believe in Jesus. That's sin. That's sin. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the churches have been quiet about the person of Jesus Christ, Catholic and Protestant. We need an outpouring of the ministry of the name of Jesus, of the ministry of the proclamation of Jesus and his cross, burial, and resurrection. We need that people hear about Jesus. He is the center of our faith, and the cross is the center of our faith. People need to hear about the Savior of the world whom the Father sent to save us. They don't need to hear God in a generic term. They need to hear about Jesus sent by the Father, sent by the Father to do the Father's will. Remember, Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. About sin, because they do not believe in me, Jesus says. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. I'm going to the Father and approve the world of righteousness, because I'm going to the Father. I'm going to be ascended into heaven. Oh, but from that place, I'm going to pour out the Holy Spirit of God. About judgment, because Satan, the ruler of this world, has been condemned. He was condemned at the cross. At the cross, the devil was condemned. Blessed be God. The cross is always the remedy to evil. I'm telling you that during this time of Advent, the devil is prowling, trying to look for people to destroy people. Give your life to Jesus again. Tell him you want your first love. Don't listen to the enemy. He is a fool trying to trick you to come out of your experience with Jesus. We need that Jesus would be proclaimed in the world, through the world. We need that Jesus would be loved in the world and through the world. We need that Jesus would pour out his Holy Spirit upon us. I still have many things to say to you. This is the Lord speaking. I still have many things to say to you. But you cannot bear them now. When the Holy Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. The Holy Spirit will always lead you to Jesus Christ. It is better for you that Jesus goes away, because if he doesn't go away, he will not send the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of truth will guide you into all the truth, and Jesus is the truth. You know, Pilate looked at Jesus, and Jesus said that I've come to bear witness to the truth, and Pilate looked at Jesus and said, what is truth? He was looking at truth in the flesh, and he didn't recognize it. What is truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We'll finish this tomorrow. What did we learn today? We learned that God wants us out of our captivity. We learned that God wants to take the chains away. Stop kissing the chains. Walk out of them in the name of Jesus. We learned that Jesus has promised us the gift of the Spirit, the baptism of the Spirit, how we need that. We've also learned that one day is as 1,000 years to the Lord, which means the Lord, and 1,000 years as of one day, that the Lord has not returned in 2 days. God does not have a watch on. He lives in eternity. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I really need to hear from people so that we could pay our bills. There are so many people that have never written to us, gone to PayPal. Please be a new donor. Our secretary, Sue, loves new donors. She gets all excited when new people send in an offering. So you send your offering to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128, or go to inseason.net and go to PayPal. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.